Thank you so much for inviting me. For those who don't know me, my name is Felipe Balieiro, and I'm the pastor of West Point Grey Baptist Church, who meets here in the morning.
大家好, 感谢大家邀请我, 他名字叫菲利普·巴利耶尔, 他是这个教堂上午的这个教会的主堂牧师。
I am from Brazil. I was born in Brazil.
他是在巴西出生的。
If you don't understand my English, then you can understand Jane's Chinese Mandarin.
如果有人听不懂他讲英语的话呢, 那起码大家能听懂这个翻译者中文。
Fear not, that's the first thing that the angel said to the shepherds.
别害怕, 这个是天使对牧羊人说的第一句话。
I think it must be part of the angelic training when they go to when they go on a mission to bring the message for God. The first thing they must say is fear not.
我觉得这大概是天使在培训的时候第一节课，就是每当他们带着上帝的这个信息出任务的时候呢，他们的第一句话总是说别害怕。
Then they greet and then a message from God.
然后才是接下来的问候，再说上帝的信息。
But why would they say fear not in the situation with the shepherds? What was their fear about?
那么为什么他们要在牧羊人说面前说这个不要害怕呢？他们到底会怕什么呢？
Well, there are two layers of this situation with the shepherds. The first one is that there is a direct connection with the Old Testament.
那么其实就当时牧羊人的处境呢，这里可能有两层意思。第一层意思呢是跟这个旧约相关的。
There are many passages in the Old Testament with shepherds.
在旧约里面呢，有很多关于牧羊人的故事。
And here in Luke is a connection with those passages.
那么路加福音在这里呢，应该也是呼应旧约里的那些经文。
But we won't have time to talk about this connection with the shepherds and the Old Testament today.
那今天呢，我们没有时间细讲那些旧约里头与牧羊人有关的这些经节。
A second layer is the thing itself. What is a shepherd?
而第二层意思呢，就是牧羊人本身的处境。牧羊人是一些什么样的人群呢？
What do shepherds do? Who they are?
他们都做些什么呢？ 他们到底是谁呢？
More than that, what is the context of the shepherds that are Jews in the first century living under the oppression of the Roman Empire?
那么更现实一点的就是说，在一世纪这些牧羊人，他们生活在这个罗马帝国的压迫之下，他们的处境和他们的心理都在想些什么呢？
The image of shepherds keeping their flocks at night is not calm and romantic at all.
实际上呢，真正牧羊人的这个画面呢，并不像我们通常所想象的很美、很浪漫。
They live out in the fields, away from the city, suffer all kinds of deprivation, even dangers, in order to protect their flocks.
他们通常都住在野外，远离城市，生活是非常贫乏的，甚至呢，充满了危险，目的就是为了要保护他们的羊群。
At this time, there was a census going on.
而当时呢，罗马帝国正在做人口普查。
For you to have an idea, a census would be as welcome among the subjects of the Roman Empire, like the Jews, as undocumented immigrants welcome a census today.
你可以想象当时的这个普查呢，在当时的这个帝国犹太人心中的这种不受欢迎呢，就像今天那些无证移民听到说政府要做人口普查一样，很紧张的。
So the census can be more dangerous than any wild animal.
也就是说，这个人口普查甚至可能比猛兽、野兽更危险。A
census could decimate their flocks, and they cannot fight against it because it's too powerful.
这么一个人口普查很可能就能会使他们的羊群或者是族群都能够销毁灭迹。So
it is not difficult to imagine what those shepherds would be talking while trying to remain awake during the night.
那么生活在这么一个强大的这个压力之下呢，牧羊人也没有反抗的这个能力。你不难想象他们在晚上看羊的时候都聊些什么。In
those sorts of circumstances, people vent their anger, frustration, and fear in what was once an idle and dangerous talk.
那么在通常在这种情况下，可能人们很自然的就会抱怨呀、啊、愤怒啊、发牢骚，觉得呢，即便是这些闲言碎语，实际上可能也会成为比较危险的谈话。
A talk that does not necessarily lead to rebellion.
当然，这些谈话本身可能并不是说想要有造反的意思。
But that in itself is subversive, and the authorities will consider it rebellious and punishable.
但是在专政的这个政府眼下呢，随随便便的谈话就可能会被认为是要造反。
If not precisely at that moment when the angel appeared, certainly at some point the shepherds would have expressed similar feelings.
即便不是在天使显现的那一刻，这些牧羊人呢，也在某一个时刻肯定会随时有这种产生类似恐惧之感的这种感觉。
Even if they had not, the setting itself was one of fear and oppression.
即便是他们没有表现出来，当时的这个环境呢，政治环境本身也笼罩着恐惧和压迫。
It is in that scene, perhaps silent, but not as peaceful as we tend to imagine it.
就是在这样一个场景下呢，或许当时是一片的寂静，但是并不是我们想象的那种祥和的寂静。
That an angel suddenly appears before the shepherds, and they are terrified.
就在这时候，天使突然出现在牧羊人面前，令他们万分的惊恐。
So the fear is not surprising because of all the things I've just told you.
就像我刚才刚提到的，他们的这种惊恐呢，不是并不令人意外，因为刚才的种种的原因，刚才的提到。
Those of us who have lived under dictatorial regimes have often had similar reactions.
我们所有那些曾经生活在独裁统治下的人都能够懂得这种感觉。
We shake, we are terrified when someone knocks on our door in the middle of the night.
当半夜里我们听到有人突然有敲门的声音的时候，我们都会有发抖的感觉。
Such a knock could easily lead to your disappearance.
因为这种敲门声很可能代表着你会被消失。
Imagine a group of peasants in a country devastated, as many are today, by a combination of tyrannical government and economic exploitation.
可以想象一下，在一个某种饱受摧残的国家里头，就像当今许多国家一样，会有一群这样的底层人民，他们挣扎着在这种暴政的这个统治和经济剥削的情况下呢，这种折磨之下呢，生活的这些人民。
You know and I know that they do not have to be conspiring or having subversive conversation.
你我都知道，这样的底层人呢，他们不需要真正的去密谋什么，或者真正的进行某些颠覆性的交谈。
They just have to be there to know what has happened to other peasants who did not abide by the government expectations.
他们只要是在那里听说了、知道了那些不遵守政府预期的人，他们是怎么被对付的，就足够让他们害怕。
Suddenly, there is a bright light, and an unknown person stands before them.
那么突然有一个亮光，还有一个陌生的面孔就出现在他们面前的时候。
Again, it is not surprising that they are or they would be terrified.
所以就他们这种恐惧的感觉是我们是不会感到奇怪。
So the shepherds are scared, not just because they do not understand what is going on, but also because in their circumstances, any occurrence might well have dire consequences.
所以当时的牧羊人害怕了，并不是因为他们搞不懂到底发生了什么，更因为他们所处的时代和环境，那么任何类似的这种事情都可能导致非常严重的后果，所以他们害怕。
One of the ways in which people in the margins or minority groups manage to survive under oppressive regimes is by trying not to call attention to themselves.
那么在专制下的这些边缘人员、少数族群，他们想要存活的话，通常都是尽可能的不引起他人的注意，悄悄的这个不抬头、不惹麻烦的这种生活方式。
They seek to go on with their lives unnoticed by the powerful.
他们通常都是就是不想到处惹麻烦。
Who could easily crush them?
因为他们不想要被这个权贵注意到，因为这些权贵可能很轻易的就能够碾碎他们。
And now these shepherds are literally in the spotlight. An obvious powerful personage confronts them.
而突然现在呢，这个牧羊人似乎成了众目睽睽之下的焦点，就像聚光灯都照在了他们身上。一个显然是拥有巨大权柄的人正站在他们的面前。
And the angel announces that the Savior, Messiah, and Lord is born today.
那么天使呢，向他们宣布说，今天你们的救主、弥赛亚还有主今天出生了。
That's great news for the shepherds.Under the circumstances I just described to you, this is very good news.
对那些生活在压迫下的牧羊人来说，这是大好的消息。
I don't know if you know, but this is the only time in the whole Bible where Jesus is called Savior, Messiah, and Lord.
不知道你们知道吗？这是圣经里面唯一一处把耶稣称为是救主、弥赛亚和主三个头衔放在一起的地方。
And do you know the difference between Savior, Messiah, and Lord?
那么你们知道救主、弥赛亚和主这三个称呼之间的区别吗？
So I thought it would be good for us to unpack each title that is given to Jesus.
那我想我们可以接下来深入的解析一下赋予耶稣的这每一个头衔。
And see how they are good news and how they apply to our lives today.
来看看他们为什么这是个好消息，以及这个好消息如何能应用在我们当今的生活里。
First one, Savior.
第一个救主。
In the Old Testament, Savior is used to describe someone who delivers enemies from their enemies, such as a judge.
那么什么是救主呢？在旧约里面，救主通常是指着能够解救从敌人手里解救出人民的人，就像士师。
There is only one king in the Old Testament that is called Savior, Jehoahaz in 2 Kings.
在旧约里面呢，只有一个国王被称为是救主，就是 Jehoahaz， 是这个立王记下里面提到的这个国王。
Savior is mostly used in the Old Testament to God who delivers people from enemies and diseases.
那么这个救主呢通常是好了，就在 could you repeat that sentence again?
Savior is mostly used in the Old Testament to God who delivers people from the enemies and disease.
Okay.在旧约里面呢，救主呢主要是用来称呼上帝，而这个是能够医治他子民，并且呢能够救他们脱离仇敌的救主。
In Greek culture, Savior is used either for gods who deliver or to humans who save other humans from danger.
那么救主在希腊的文化里面呢，它既指这个拯救的这个神明，通常呢也指就是说能够。把人从困难中解救出来的凡人。
For example, doctors, rulers, and philosophers.
比如说像医生啊、统治者呀、哲学家呀。
Since Jesus is the one who brings salvation both physical and spiritual,
因为耶稣呢，他既给人带来肉体和灵魂，也给人带来灵魂的双重拯救。
He can be called Savior in his own right.
所以当然了，他本身就是当之无愧的，应该被称为是救主。
He is God's deliverer for God's people.
他是上帝为自己的子民预备的拯救者。
It is perhaps significant that Jesus is described by a title that is often applied to God.
那么将这个通常称呼上帝的这个头衔加在了这个耶稣的头上呢，或许是有很重要的意义的。
But the major point here is Jesus' function as deliverer.
而主要的核心呢，是在于耶稣作为拯救者，他的功能是所在。
Which is a human figure who delivers people from all sorts of situations, a strong person.
也就是说他以人的形象，他将人们从各种的困境中拯救出来。
The meaning of the word salvation both in the New Testament, in the Jewish mindset in the first century,
那么无论是新约圣经中还是在公元一世纪犹太人的这个思维概念里呢，拯救和救赎这一个词呢，都和我们通常想象，都比我们通常现在想象的要丰富的多。
It's much fuller than we often imagine. Salvation means healing, liberation, freedom from the bondage of sin, and promise of eternal life.
它的这个意味呢，拯救当时的意味呢，它意味着有医治、释放，还有从罪的这个捆绑中得自由，以及永恒与对永生的这个应许。
So to say that Jesus is Savior means that He frees people from all evil, including sin, eternal death, disease, oppression, and exploitation.
因此呢，我们把耶稣称为是救主呢，就意味着是他将子民从一切邪恶中释放出来。这里就包括了这个从罪恶中和永恒的死亡、疾病、压迫和剥削中得解放出来。
If we do not see all of this yet, it's because the work of Jesus has not been completed. The reign of God has yet to come to its full fruition.
如果我们目前还没有看到这一切完全实现的话，那是因为耶稣的工作尚未最终完成，上帝的国度还没有达到圆满。
When we say that Jesus saves, we're not only saying that Jesus gives you a ticket to go to heaven.
当我们说耶稣拯救你的时候，我们不仅仅是在说他给了你一张通往天堂的门票。
Salvation in Jesus is more than an insurance policy with a stamp to go to heaven.
在耶稣里面的拯救，它不仅仅是一份盖了章的确保你能够进入天堂的保险单。
Jesus is not only saving your spirit, he's saving your whole body, your whole social context.
耶稣不仅是在拯救你的灵魂，同时他也在拯救你的整个身体以及你的整个社会环境。
Jesus as a savior means he is liberating, freeing people from oppression, political, economical, and spiritual.
耶稣作为救主意味着他在实行解放，使人们从政治、经济、属灵的重重压迫中得到自由。救恩就是属于身体、灵魂、生活以及社会的全部更新。
Can you see how this is such great news to the shepherd living under a heavy political and economical oppression at that time?
那现在你能看到了吧？这对当时那些生活在沉重的这个政治和经济压迫下的牧羊人来说，这是一个多大的好消息呀！
But it's also great news for you today.
而这也是对我们来说同样好的重大消息。
The second Messiah, the second title, Messiah.
那么第二个头衔弥赛亚。
Its Greek equivalent is Christ, which means anointed.
那么在希腊文当中呢，实际上就是基督，也就是受膏者。
When you say Jesus Christ, we the same as Jesus Messiah.
当你说耶稣基督的时候，是同样你说耶稣弥赛亚，意思是一样的。
So in ancient Israel, kings and priests were anointed as a sign of divine approval and of their authority.
那么在古代的以色列，君王和祭司呢，都会接受这个膏抹的，都作为认为这样的这个是一种这个神认可有给他权柄的这种象征。
By the time the New Testament, because Jews were living under oppression and social disorder,They started to expect the anointed one, a Messiah, who would free Israel from difficult situation.
那么到了新约的时代呢，由于犹太人呢，他们生活在压迫的这个和动荡的社会当中，所以他们就开始期待有这么一位受膏者，也就是弥赛亚，能够带领以色列脱离这样的困境。
Slowly, this had developed into expectation of a final Messiah.One anointed by God to bring God's final reign and Israel's final victory over all enemies.
那么渐渐的，这样也就成为了一种对一个终极弥赛亚的期待。他们希望这位弥赛亚呢，能够将他们是上帝亲手高立的，能够开启上帝最终的这个统治，并且呢，能够将以色列赢得胜过所有仇敌的最终的胜利。
So by claiming this title for Jesus, Luke is declaring that he is the one who will fulfill the promises made to Abraham and his descendants.
那么给耶稣加了这样一个头衔的话呢，路加呢是想要在这里宣告说，他就是那位成为对上帝曾经对这个亚伯拉罕及其后裔所应许的那位人。
And that he will restore the throne of David and put an end to all oppression and injustice.
也就是说，他将恢复大卫的宝座，并且呢，最终能够终结一切压迫和不公。
So let's collect our thoughts here.
那么现在呢，让我们来总结一下。
The Savior is someone who frees people from oppression. It can be anyone, human being.
那么救主呢，他是要把人拯救出来，从所有一切的不公、压迫能拯救出来。他可以是一个凡人。
Yeah, not necessarily the Messiah.
是一个特殊人，并不一定是这个弥赛亚。
What the angels are saying is that your savior is also the Messiah.
而天使现在要说的是，你们的救主也不仅是救主，而且也是弥赛亚，受膏者。
Yeah, same person, the anointed one and the one they were expecting is the same person. Up to here, it's all good.
那么。到这里为止呢，一切都很好，因为之前呢，他并没有期待说这个救主就是这个受膏者。
Great news for them. In the Jewish mindset, they can manage that the Savior could be also the Messiah, even better, one person.
那么这对他们来说真的是一个伟大的好消息，因为在犹太人的思想里面，他们是完全可以接受的。OK, 救主同时也是弥赛亚，这不是更好吗
？In the Jewish idea imaginary, the Savior and Messiah, is a human being. Is a special human, but someone like us, flesh and bone.
但是在犹太人的概念和想象当中呢，救主和弥赛亚呢，应当是一个凡人，一位只是个特殊一点的人，但是呢，他还是像我们一样，是有血有肉的人。
The third title, Lord, the word Lord goes together with the Messiah.
而第三个头衔主，这就是这个头衔是与这个弥赛亚相关联了。
But Luke is claiming much more than that. The angels declare that the child who is born is not only Savior and Messiah, but also Lord.
但是呢，路加在这里宣布的不仅如此，天使宣布是说，你这个降生的婴儿，他不仅是救主，不仅是弥赛亚，他更是主。
This was the word in which the Septuagint often translated the name of God.
而这个名字呢，在这个七十世译本中呢，这个主通常是被翻译成为上帝的名字。
Particularly the sacred, unpronounceable name of God, Yahweh. Lord is Yahweh.
它指的是那个不能够直呼其名的上帝的名字，亚伟，耶和华的名字。
So for Luke, Savior and Messiah is not one more among the long line of saviors, liberators, and anointed ones whom Israel has known along its history.
那么路加笔下的这位救主和弥赛亚呢，他并不仅仅是这个以色列历史上呢这个曾经有过的这个一大串的这个救主啊，这个解放者呀、啊，或者是受膏者里面的其中一员。
He is the Lord.
他就是主，他是主。
Later on, as his gospel unfolds, Luke will give us more indications of this, but it is already present in the first announcement when Jesus is born.
那么，随着路加福音的展开呢，路加呢会给出更多的相关的启示。但是呢，在关于耶稣降生的最初的宣告之中呢，这一点，也就是说，耶稣既是救主、弥赛亚，也是主这个概念，就已经很明显了。
Can you imagine the craziness that Luke just presented?
你能想象路加 刚才所展示的这些内容有多么惊人吗？
God himself is coming down to earth to free us from all sorts of oppression and injustice to be our savior.
上帝亲自降临人间作为我们的救主，将我们从各种的压迫和不公中解救出来。
He is also the one who is going to lead us and establish a new social-political order as King, the Messiah.
他也是那位就是要作为君王弥赛亚来带领我们，来建立全新的社会和政治秩序的那一位王。
He is God Himself, the Creator.
他既是上帝本身，这个造物主。
A brackets here.Can you notice that the gospel is social justice?
你能注意到就是说这个福音本身也是社会公义吗？
The first ones to receive God's great news are people in the margins, poor people.
我们注意到第一批领受上帝的这个伟大好消息的人是社会生活在社会边缘的人物。
Probably forgotten, despised, dirty work, blue collars.
很可能是那些被遗忘的、被鄙视的、那干脏活的那些蓝领阶层的人物。
It is not social justice and the gospel. They go together. You cannot separate one from another. This is what we call integral mission.
社会公益和福利呢，它并不是两个独立的概念，它们是融为一体、密不可分的。这就是我们所说的这个完整宣教。
In light of these titles given to Jesus, I would like to ask you a question.
那么鉴于这些有关耶稣的这个所拥有的这个头衔，我想问一个问题。
Are you allowing Jesus to be your Savior, Messiah, and Lord?
你们是否愿意让耶稣成为你们的救主、弥赛亚和主呢？
So I believe that if you are seeking to deepen your relationship with God,He is going to meet you in the margins.
我相信如果 你是在寻求加深与上帝的关系的时候，是真的渴望更认识神的时候，他会在那个边缘的地带与你相遇。
Where you feel most vulnerable, where you feel most rejected, where you feel shame.
在那个你感到最脆弱、最被排斥、最觉得羞耻的地方与你相遇。
If you keep wearing your armor to protect your feelings, your pain, your wounds, it's most likely you're going to have a superficial relationship with God.
如果你一直都穿着某种盔甲来掩饰你的情感、痛苦和伤痕的话，那么你与上帝的这个关系很可能也只停留在表面。
If you want God to be good news to you besides granting you a ticket to go to heaven,
如果你希望上帝对你而言不仅仅是一张通往天堂的门票，而是一个更真实的好消息的话，
You will have to access certain areas in your life that are wounded.
那你就必须进入生活中那些受了伤的一些特殊的领域。
The margin, the place you don't want to go in your life is where the Lord is saying,
而正是那些你不想面对的那些边缘、那些角落，是耶稣想要带你去的那地方。
Fear not, I am your Savior, Messiah, and Lord.
在那里，主会对你说：“不要怕，我是你的救主、弥赛亚和主。”
I want to restore your whole life.
我要恢复你生命的全部。
As your Savior, I want.As your Savior wants to restore your social context, your family, your finances, your past, your wealth, your health.
作为你的救主，他要恢复你的社会关系、你的家庭、你的财富、你的过去和你的健康。
Not only that, as your Messiah, I want to expand your political understanding.
不仅如此，作为你的弥赛亚，他要。扩展你的政治理解，扩展你对社会如何运作的概念。
I want to expand your conception of how society should function.
想要他要教导你，让你看到上帝的国度是怎样的。
I want to teach you that the kingdom of God is way, way beyond our understanding.
让你看到上帝的国度远远超出你的理解。
And as Lord, I want to tell you that I created you.And I loved you before you were born.
那么作为主，我想要让你知道，是我创造了你，甚至在你生出来之前，我就爱你。
I created the world and I hold everything in my hands.
是我创造了世界，万物都掌握在我的手中。
When you come to your last breath, I will hold you in my hands and I will welcome you in eternal life.
所以当你呼出最后一口气的时候，我会将你托住，欢迎你进入永恒的生命。
Fear not.
不要怕。
Your Savior, Messiah, and Lord is born today.
你的救主，弥赛亚，主，今天已经为你降生了。
Amen.
Amen.